Andy and Jen.
How old are you?
Me?
Yeah.
26.
And how old are you?
32.
We're just still in, because if you add it together, she's got a few extra. So and divide by two, you're both in. We've been looking for these 20-somethings, and you're in the something category, bro. So, fact. Truth be told, brother, you act more like a teenager than you do a 32-year-old sometimes. There's something very youthful in you, brother. Very youthful. You are an absolute riot to be around. You are the life of the party. You know how to wind people up. You know how to rib them. You know how to tease them about their loss every Sunday. It's like you come in looking for certain people on Sunday morning because they lost on Saturday, or they're playing somebody and they're going down this week, and you got all your talk and... You're good, brother. You're a connector. And you know, there's young men looking up to you already. Mm-hmm. And you need to not look so much ahead as look what's coming behind you. Because there's leadership in the two of you. God's called you here to, here's some more, training the trainers. Here's some more, right here. And so you're going to be training, and you're going to be trained, and you're going to develop people, and you're going to get your hands on some younger people and some other couples. And so I see the peer relationships are going to just burst around you, and you're going to gather people. You're going to gather people and start having, there's something, so there's going to be an amazing party atmosphere in this church. God's releasing parties, parties, parties. It's like you're almost going to be scrambling for the best weekend of the month. And I mean, already I see the summer's going to get really packed with, well, where's the barbecue this weekend? And we're going over here and we're going to this park and these things. And I just see you guys are going to be right in the thick of stirring people to get together. Let's get together. Let's hang. Let's do fellowship. Let's do community. And not just so we can just do our little Christian thing. I mean, there's outreach. God is shouting over this church. Outreach. God wants to infuse everything you do in the name of God. Do it with the purpose of outreach. Everything. Why do we have good marriages? Outreach. Why should we raise our children and have class? Outreach. Why should we take good care of our stuff? Outreach. Why should we study, you know, this? Because eventually it's going to lead to outreach. You guys are outreach people. Yeah. You're going to just be reaching out, reaching out, reaching out. And you know what? I'm going to say this. Al, don't listen. Elders, you're dismissed. All right. You can miss church on a Sunday every now and then. Okay? To do outreach. Just don't tell anybody. Okay. So... God's going to have you do some strange things on weekends, like what I whispered. So that's not necessarily, you know, a blank check, but I'm just saying there's actually going to be times, brother, you're going to go maybe see the Bills play on Sunday and take a bunch of lost guys and just go hang with them. And they're going to be shocked that you actually, you know, didn't go to church. You know, I missed church to go whatever. And God's just going to start using the two of you with some great ideas. Sister, you are loaded with ideas, loaded. You could write a magazine just to put ideas together. You are full of creativity. You need to get, where's the other gal we just prophesied over? We already nominated her on the renovation committee. You're going to get on too. We're going to create our own committees tonight. So I'm just kidding. But you've got creativity in you, ideas. You're going to be part, again, you're going to be part of the renovation group. Okay. We'll call them the renovation generation. Amen. Because God's renovating things, and you guys are going to be pushed to the forefront because you've got to carry this thing for the next generation. And so God's going to use the two of you. So to do that, you've got to be tight in your marriage, tight in home unity. It's got to be tight. So you're going to have to spend that time and cultivate that. You're going to be tight with the house, with the leaders of the house, get their vision, pray for them. All the things you're going to do behind the scenes are going to be so important to build what's going to be out front. You cannot survive on your personality, your charisma, and just your own energy. Can't do it. You're going to have to really get the energy of the house. You're going to have to get the dynamics of relationship, good, strong heart relationships, quick to forgive, quick to forget, restore people. That's all right. We all make mistakes. Let's pray. Are you all right? Are we okay today? Good. Constantly checking heart relationships so you can be strong and lead this thing. There's leadership in the two of you that God is pushing, pushing, pushing right now. This urgency is on you now. Tag, you're it. You're part of the urgent generation too. There's an urgency God's putting in you. And you know what? It's all going to work out. It's not going to frazzle you. It's not going to overload your schedule. If anything, That might be something you got to chuck in the garbage heap, okay, of life and say, we got to take this out of our schedule so we can make room for God stuff, kingdom building, relationship stuff, so that we can just rescue people. You're going to save some people, literally. The day will come, you'll hear people say, you know what? We were going right down the toilet when we met you guys. We were spiraling. It was almost over. We were ready to be flushed out of life, and we met you guys. You guys saved us. They're going to actually use words like that. You guys saved us. You're going to have such amazing testimonies, great friends, but you're going to have to go get them. But I want to tell you, we've heard it all night long. It's open season. The fields are white unto harvest. The fish are biting. And the Lord says, you two, go get your nets and get them in the water. And you're going to see a great harvest. You're going to see things happen. You know what? You're going to have way more friends than you ever thought you could possibly have. There's been a season of a little bit of loneliness, of a little bit of where you felt like you've given up, where you've sacrificed beyond. And, you know, the enemy's kind of actually been putting seeds of discord, trying to get you guys to kind of, he's trying to pull you aside. He's trying to pick you off. He's trying to get you to back off from the flock and kind of just hang around the perimeter. And he's trying to pick you off. But you know what? The Lord's just saying, not going to happen. Because the good shepherd is here. And he's here tonight saying, these are blue ribbon sheep. They don't belong on the peripheral. They're not going to hang on the edges and just watch. They're not spectators. They're participators, leaders, designers of another generation, designers of a kingdom to be had by a people that don't even see it yet. And these are going to be exciting days. Brother, there's some things you're going to reach into the young men of the house and give them some, I mean, just get in their face. Brother, you have the ability to get in someone's face. And there's some stuff you did as a young man that you're going to say, I know exactly what you're thinking because I thought it too. I know exactly what that, you know what, if you do that, you know what's going to happen? I just see you. You know what's going to happen? They go, how do you know? Because I did it. I did it. Me and my friends did it. And don't do that. And you've got some amazing stories. God so rescued you, bro. I mean, you should be dead. You have every right to be dead and out of the game, but God rescued you, kept you, saved you, kept you from a car accident, kept you from a ticket here and there. And there are some things you shouldn't have gotten away with, but you did because God said, I need you and you're mine. So, don't think you got a license to just to go out and do anything, but God has kept you, if you look back. And so, the Lord said, he's done that, and he's brought you together in an amazing way. God, you both each had a vision of somebody else at one time, and God erased the vision and put you together for a kingdom vision that's going to assault darkness, rescue people out of their blindness and out of their sin, and bring them into a captivity of God that they'll thank you and thank you and thank you for many years, says the Lord.
Well, sister, I've been sitting over there seeing you like this. First to God, God, you said. And then saying to him, God said. You've got a side of you that's really black and white about God's word. And if God said it, it's where it's supposed to be. And you're saying it to God, and you're saying it to your husband. God said. It's almost like, it really reminds me of the woman in the circus who bites onto the end of the rope thing, and they lift her up in the air, and she twirls. And that the confession of the word of God in your mouth is like that. And that's a marvelous thing. God's going to use that. There's a word for healing over the two of you that God's going to use the two of you to bring healing, to pray for people. I believe you're going to see marriages, in effect, raised from the dead because you're going to have a confession of faith for them. I believe you're going to be able to, I believe you're going to pray for businesses and have businesses in effect raised from the dead because of the confession of the word of faith over them. So sister, don't back up. I know you feel like at times you just too much in your husband's face, like going, God said. But it's the word of God and you're not supposed to back up from that. Brother, you're called to leadership. People look at what you do even when you don't know they're looking. And it's been that way most of your life. You've got people that you're a hero to them. And it would puzzle you, but it's just the way it is because leadership is on you. God's going to use the two of you in the body of Christ, and he's going to use the two of you in your community. Sister, I see you just networking in the community, in the city, and I see God using that. I see him using you to connect government with the church. You're going to have a hand in government, and you're going to open doors, or God's going to open doors, but anyway, you're going to be like a bridge between government and the church, and I think you're going to end up being knowing the mayor, and you may already know the mayor, I don't know, or mayors, because you got these little towns around here, so maybe different mayors in every town, but there's that thing that God's going to do with you. The other thing I see, well, I see so much, I see a teaching gift on the two of you. God's going to use the two of you as teachers in the body of Christ. I see your home open. I see your home a place of hospitality, healing, restoration, reconciliation. And I see the two of you being used in a ministry to married couples that I believe will be significant over the coming years. And in fact, I see you picking up a mantle of ministry to married couples. Huh. You brought a jacket, didn't you? Let's see a ministry to married couples and some of the stuff that Al and Casey have done. I really see the two of you doing, and that there's an impartation of an anointing for that over you. And God says, my son and my daughter, open up your home. I'll make it into a place of healing. I will give you eyes to see and heart to understand that which cannot be seen or understand by natural man or understood by natural man. But I will give you entrance into the hearts of couples who are hurting and are damaged. Open your home, says the Lord.
And even as you two were walking up here and having a seat, I saw a word over the two of you. God has established you as a coach. You two are coaches. And you are life coaches. And the Lord says people will come and will open up everything. And the Lord says you will have that opportunity to mold, to speak, to shape, because you are coaches. And in that anointing, the Lord says, as it was prophesied earlier, that you do have an ability to confront. And that tough love is going to be part of what's going to draw them to you. Your ability just not to let them go quickly, but you're going to latch onto them, my brother. You're going to latch onto them and say, no, I'm not going to let you go away that easily. We're going to work with you through this. So there's a mercy on you to walk with people through the muck and the mire and to get them restored, to get them through to the other side into the fullness of what God has for them. I also saw another word over the two of you. I saw armor bearer. I saw that you two are set in place to cover the leadership in this house. There's a heart to, and especially you, brother, I saw you standing there going, you don't go through me, you don't mess with them. If you mess with them, you mess with me. And I saw you standing there as that front guard saying, we've got your back. And I heard you saying that to the leadership. We've got your back. We've got your back here. So there's a connection that God is doing, where you can serve in that capacity and be a blessing to the house. You are a blessing. You're a gift to this house. You're a gift to the area. Amen. And sister, I just keep hearing over you the anointing of a watchman, that you do have an anointing of a watchman where you, even as you're praying, there are concerns, there are flags that come in your way, there are things that you've, and not to ignore those concerns, not to ignore the flags, but you'll come to a place where you can begin to share with that leadership and say, listen, I was praying and this was kind of something I sensed. What do you think about this? And even the leadership will help mold that gift in you and walk in that. But that's a watchman anointing. The Lord says he's put you on the wall as one that would pray, as one that would declare, as one that would sense and see there's danger here, there's things going on here, and that you would be able to impart that and share that, and that that will be a blessing to this house. So you are coaches. You are armor bearers. God says that there's a watchman anointing on the two of you. And the Lord says that even as people come into your home, you will lack nothing. I hear the Lord saying that just as you pour out to others, I will pour into you. Just as you are providing for others, the Lord says, I will provide for you. I see the cupboards fully stocked, and you pull things out of them, you close it, you open it up, they're fully stocked again. God's just going to do something supernatural to provide, 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 provide. And the Lord is basically teaching you, you can't outgive me. And the Lord is saying, even of your time, when you give of yourself, God says, I will have others pour into you. You know why? Because you can't outgive the Lord. And the Lord says, get ready, I'm pouring you out like vessels. You're in a tipping position. All your, it's as if though you've wanted to serve, but you've not quite been sure how to do it. God says, I've been tipping you, tipping you, tipping you, and now I'm putting you in a place in a servant's position where you're going to pour forward. You're going to pour out all that's been on the inside of you, all the wisdom, all the things that you've desired to pour into other people, to mold into other people. God says, I'm pouring that, I'm tipping you, and I'm pouring that out. And at the same time, I'm pouring into you to a new capacity, says the Lord. So leadership, you're in the school of leadership. You're front row and center. God says you're not back pew people, you're front row and center. I have you active, I have you involved in all that I'm doing. And the Lord says also, brother, trust me for the money. That's what I heard. Trust me for the money. Trust me to bring you the money. Trust me to bring you what you need. God has provided your needs, but it's not just about your needs. There's something more that God is providing for you. There's something more that God wants you to have. God is expanding you. God is moving you to the north, the south, and the east, and the west, and I just see you acquiring them. I see God expanding land for you. I see God expanding things for you, just to let you know that in this season of your life, he's not only expanding you in ministry, but he's expanding you as well in blessing. I am expanding you, says the Lord. So to the north, the south, the east, and the west, we say, let it be expanded. I even declare that any hindrance that's in the way will be removed in Jesus' name, and that as you move to gain ground in this hour of your life. Amen?
Amen.
I just want to add one thing. Do you have a son?
We have a daughter.
You're going to have a son. I really believe the Lord says you're going to have a son. He's got a call to ministry. And it's just going to be part of your legacy. It's going to be part of your stewardship in the earth to raise up a strong young man that's going to change his generation. He's going to be a world changer. And so I just saw that clear. That's why I asked if you already had one. And if you didn't, then we prophesy it for the glory of God. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. All right. Let's pray for these guys. Father, thank you. Lord, just thank you for this deposit of grace into this house, their treasure, Lord. Lord, I just ask that they would just seek you for the fulfillment of everything you've promised and beyond. Lord, preserve them, Lord. Make them standard bearers in their generation. Bless them, Father. Let them lift up their heads and walk with a confidence that they know their king and their king knows them. We thank you for that tonight in Jesus' name. Amen.